Recently, Google and Apple announced that they were going to join forces to try to help with the COVID crisis with contact tracing apps that have raised some security concerns. Sami Kamkar, who is the chief security officer at OpenPath, has written a really interesting blog post about this. The gist is that you and I have lunch on Tuesday. I go see someone else later that day, and then someone else later that day. I get diagnosed with COVID, and we want to find out who else got it. And it can track my phone and your phone and all the other people I came into contact with to figure out who has COVID so that they could then warn them not to be around other people. That's how it works? Or would you explain it differently?
I would explain it as, if you opt in, your phone is sending information about random identifier. It's sending these random identifiers. And at any point, if, let's say, you share that you have been positively diagnosed, then you will share enough information publicly that other devices that have been within proximity, within wireless proximity of your device at some point, can then say, oh, I was near somebody, I don't know who, but I was near someone who has positively diagnosed and released that information that they have been positively diagnosed. However, it's never tied to a user. So it's never actually tied back to a person, even though we may have had lunch. It only reveals enough information for your phone to say, oh yeah, I was physically near someone who has later positively been diagnosed. And what's interesting is the companies actually don't have that information. So Apple and Google don't know that random user X was near random user Y. It's simply our devices that are communicating with each other peer-to-peer, which kind of makes this essentially a new interesting technology and kind of a new dimension to our phones, which we really didn't have before.
But if I'm a supermarket checker, mm-hmm. or you're a supermarket checker, I've come into the store, I have COVID, I'm around you, will that supermarket checker get a notification that you've been around somebody with COVID, so you better take care?
Yeah, and the way that will work, and they haven't described the entire algorithm of how, you know, of what you would share to that person, let's say the supermarket checker. But essentially the idea is that there will be an algorithm that will say, okay, just because you're within wireless distance or Bluetooth distance of someone else doesn't say a ton, right? I'm within Bluetooth distance of my neighbors, but there's a wall between us. However, the Bluetooth signal will be really, really strong if there's not a wall between us and if they're very close. And obviously, the chance of contracting something is going to increase significantly if that period of time is much greater. So the way the system works is that it can actually show you, I can say, okay, yeah, I've been near somebody who has been positively diagnosed, but only for about 30 seconds, and their signal strength was really low, which means they were very far away, or they were walls away from me. However, if you're in a room with someone, if you and I are having lunch and I've been positively diagnosed and I share that in the future, then your phone will say, oh, you were within really close contact for a significant period of time with someone who is positively diagnosed, and shared that information.
So did you get any indication from what you read on when in our lifetime we're going to see these things? Are we talking May? Are we talking September? What do you think?
Yeah, I believe these parts of these specifications will be in play in probably the next month or two.
While I have you here, I said you were the chief security officer of OpenPath, and many people might be going, OpenPath? What's that? OpenPath is a next generation way to enter buildings and facilities without using the old-fashioned badge. That's how I describe it. How do you describe
it? Yeah, absolutely. It's essentially a mobile-first, cloud-based access control system. We're trying to get rid of the badge. I mean, we support it, but we already have these supercomputers in our pockets that are able to be very secure, that are tied to my identity, and can let us in by staying in our pocket. There's no reason we need to pull anything out. There's no reason to bring another card in my wallet. I'm trying to empty my wallet as much as possible. So OpenPath lets you basically have your building secured and very easy to enter just by going up to a reader and being within proximity or unlocking from your phone.
And from the data that I've read that you guys have compiled, Houses of worship were empty, and a lot of people were spending less time at the office.
Yeah.
That's what you've been finding.
Yeah, yeah. We have this social distancing index where we're essentially tracking how often people's doors are being unlocked and in what states. And it's really interesting to see certain states are essentially having virtually no change at all, while many states are absolutely adopting the social distancing or physical distancing. We're also seeing again, as you said, definitely a lot of places that are having this distancing implemented. But it's really interesting to see that data, and we have that charted online. People can just search Open Path social distancing.
Sammy Kamkar from Open Path, thanks for filling us in. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. You can find me on Twitter @ Jefferson Graham. Sammy, what's your Twitter?
@ Sammy Kamkar, SamyKamkar.
All righty. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Be sure to subscribe to the show wherever you listen to online audio. I'll be back at you tomorrow with another quick hit from the world of tech. Sammy, thanks so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.